Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier. I want to welcome you today and happy 4th of July weekend. And that's kind of our topic today, fire safety for this weekend. It's kind of been a yearly thing, but I have a new guest on today's show. I have Brian Dooley. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
And you are from Hose Company 1, the Honesdale Fire Department, correct? And the Deputy Fire Chief?
That's right, right here in Honesdale.
Okay, but it's kind of a combination, right, of fire departments. We were talking about this before we pressed record. Can you explain that
Absolutely.
A little bit?
Absolutely. So Honesdale being the county seat, a somewhat historic town. So we do have four fire companies, and they're laid out through the town based mainly off of how far a horse could run or how far you could pull a hose cart. So we have three companies that are right downtown and one company that's up on the hill. Hose Company number one, Alert Hook and Ladder number two, Protection Engine Company number three, which is right here by the hospital, one block away, and then Texas Four, which is up by the schools. So we have eight pieces of fire apparatus mixed between the four different fire stations, and probably about 40 to 50 active members that will be able to respond to calls. There's more social members, but our numbers of social to active. Maybe a little bit less than it used to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit in a little bit. So how long have you been a firefighter?
So I joined in 1999. So this will be going into my 23rd to 24 years. I have worked my way up through the ranks, starting, you know, just as an active firefighter, a member, and then going through many classes and trainings. I've worked my way up through the different officer positions. I was a lieutenant and worked my way up to assistant chief, and now I'm the deputy chief. Mm-hmm. So there are still all those other line officers throughout the department that kind of work on things, different items that they may be in charge of. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I do is kind of work on items that the whole, all four companies do together. We have training events. We do a lot of things after fires that you don't realize, such as reporting. And we also work on grants and funding the fire department. Those are all things that kind of fall into my purview. Mm-hmm. As the deputy chief.
Wow. And I'm going to say it now, and I'll probably say it again. Thank you. Thank you
for
your service, for all, you know, the volunteers, correct?
Yes. The whole fire department here and pretty much everywhere in northeastern Pennsylvania, minus, you know, some large cities, are volunteer. So we do this. It is a hobby, but it's a hobby that we risk our lives to accomplish. And it really is something that's ingrained in your character, to get up in the middle of the night, to lose sleep, to leave dinner, or, you know, even on a holiday. Mm-hmm. You're rushing out the door to go help others. And yes, we do that for no compensation.
Well, thank you. Thank
you.
And I know, I truly believe, I support, you know, I'm up in Northern Wayne, and, you know, when they get my yearly envelope, I definitely give.
Yep.
Because it's so important to support.
Yep. We do receive some support from our municipal mm-hmm. governments, but a lot of our fundraising is done either by a fund drive, sometimes it's a letter drive that goes out, and then also some events. So mm-hmm. you know, last week Prompton had a car show, White Mills had a meat raffle. Some of the things that Honesdale has would be you know, some raffles, or then also chicken barbecues.
I was going to say chicken barbecues.
Everyone knows the chicken barbecues.
Everybody knows them. I think I have people that put it on their calendar every year and make
sure
they get their tickets, you know, besides it being good food, you
of
know,
course.
Which supports a good reason. Volunteers. You're always looking for volunteers, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And not just people to drive the fire truck or to spray water. There's so many things that we do. So we need help with the fundraising. We need help with the paperwork. If someone knows how to, you know, use a computer, or even if they were an accountant or a treasurer, there's so much of that. We're literally running an $8 million company
mm-hmm.
Right here in town. And we're doing it essentially free of charge with the donated hours. So, yeah, anyone who's interested in providing some of their time and effort, they don't have to rush through a burning building. But we do need those. We have less and less people who are, you know, physically able, and either because of age or injury, but we need active people that are willing to put the dedication into to learning how to do interior firefighting or vehicle extraction or lots of other things that we are called upon to assist with. But we need to train to do those things, and that is a lot of hours.
Right, and so, you do train. That's the thing,
We train weekly, so typically 2 to 3 nights a week, there is some type of an event that's occurring at one of the fire stations. That's in addition to meetings, in addition to calls. But we'll go out and practice, do evolutions. We do have a training center here in town that we're able to practice our techniques on. And then sometimes we take state classes, or we'll go to a training center, sometimes down in Pike County or Monroe County, or even further all the way down to Bucks County, and we will do live burns and sometimes take certification tests there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's so much that you guys do. Again, it's truly incredible. And so now here we are, 4th of July weekend, coming up, and what goes along with 4th of July but fireworks?
Fireworks, yes.
Oh, that's to me, when I hear that, it is scary.
Yes. So you'll have large events that take place over the weekend. Those are typically provided by credentialed display type providers that are insured, and they take safety precautions. And even here in Honesdale, the display is inspected by the fire chief before it goes off. So those types of fireworks, you're usually at a safe distance, usually thousands of feet away from the large fireworks that might be up in the sky. Consumer grade fireworks are the items that people might be out purchasing. So the Pennsylvania fireworks laws have been changing over the last few years, and the available fireworks that has also been changing. They're probably a little bit more readily available than they used to be, and that is the most dangerous part of this weekend. People using them inappropriately or too close to a structure, too close to people. You really have to be mindful of the power that these items have. They can really cause serious injury or harm, or a loss of property. So those are things that this weekend you really need to be mindful of.
Mm-hmm. And do you get many calls to go out on?
Yeah, so here in the borough and in the surrounding, the greater Honesdale area, there will be probably a few calls this weekend that have to do with fireworks. We are lucky to be getting a little bit of rain yesterday, or Thursday and Friday of this week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it rained. Mm-hmm. So that's great. That's going to keep the ground moist and green. And not as dry and as crispy as we had, a few weeks ago when we had no rain.
That's for sure.
So that's going to help reduce some of those embers from falling and catching things on fire. But we've seen things, tip over, not go up, but go horizontal. Anything that kind of flies in the air is incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. In addition to, the risk of injury.
Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere someone can go for more information on firework safety? Like, in their municipality or their areas, if they're allowed to have it, not?
Absolutely.
So what do you recommend?
A couple good places to check. The Pennsylvania rules are listed on the Pennsylvania State Police website. If you search Pennsylvania fireworks or anything close to the state police, you're going to get a nice list of all the rules that are on the state level or the Commonwealth level. Here in the borough of Honesdale, there are additional rules about how close and where and what type they could be used. So it is important to be really careful when you're purchasing them. First off, what type you're purchasing. Can I use these where I live? And maybe the answer is you cannot. Not only do we have rules on those two levels, but maybe you live in a community and they might have some rules or some guidelines about what and when. Everyone wants to have a great festive weekend, and it is a little different with the 4th of July hitting midweek. Mm-hmm. But there's other people that are trying to go to sleep because they're going to work. There's always the pets that are affected by this weekend horribly. So many animals are just really have no idea what's going on, mm-hmm. or very afraid. Mm-hmm. And there's a special needs people that are affected by a weekend of very loud bangs and noises. So it's important to be mindful of that as well.
Right, right. My thought is I would rather find a place that has professionals that
watch
are shooting off.
Do it.
Yep, and watch someone else do it. It's just so much more enjoyable.
Of course.
Bring my chair.
Yes.
You know, maybe a couple of snacks or something like that and meet up with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is probably the safest way to do that.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, totally. You know, and also, you know, for the weekend, it's holiday or even just summertime, you know, people have barbecues, right? Fire pits. You know, there's safety involved with those also, correct?
Absolutely. So there's so many different types of neat, you know, grills that are out there now. We've got people that are smoking in their backyard, and we've got things that run off propane or even a wood-fired item where you're cooking food, and that's certainly appropriate. But be mindful of that. We've seen people use their grill on top of their stairs underneath their porch on the second or third floor. That's not good. You really want to have a nice safe distance away from the building when you're operating one of these pieces of, it's really machinery, and people forget about that. If there's a fire in there, check your fire extinguisher. Make sure that you're ready should your grill malfunction. Would you be able to put it out? But not underneath an awning, not in the structure. Don't ever operate something like that within the garage. And even with a little rain forecasted, people will take that and pull it back underneath the roof. That's no good. You don't want to do that. For you know, fire pits, thank goodness it is going to green up a little bit. Be mindful with your fire pit. If you're throwing a love seat, a couch, and two recliners on that in the backyard, that's probably going to get out of hand. If you're having a nice little chimney or a little pit where you're taking some logs and sticks and twigs, and you're going to cook up a hot dog or maybe have some s'mores, that's all good. Be mindful with it, you know, try to regulate how large the fire gets.
Right. And make sure when you're done at the end of the night, make sure it's out, right?
Absolutely. We've seen fires before where people will clean up all those embers and put them in a plastic bucket. And all of a sudden, here's the plastic bucket on fire. So be mindful with extinguishing it when you're finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you talked about, too, like, you know, yes, we've had some rain lately. You know, the grass is a little greener. But, you know, I don't think we'll totally be out of the drought season for this summer unless we do get more rain. And we want some sunshine for the summertime. What about, like, brush burning? People collect and put their, you know, branches in a pile and decide, you know what, I'm going to burn them today.
Yeah. The wildfire season in Pennsylvania truly is in the spring. So once we do green up things, the risk does reduce. But even in Lancaster last week, they still had the burn ban on. Wayne doesn't do it all the time to have a burn ban, but you truly do have to be mindful. And there's good places and resources to look online for that as well, what the wildfire risk is. Some of the fire stations or communities will have, you know, a sign out where they say, hey, the risk is moderate or high today. You should really be mindful of that. If you're burning brush in the backyard, certainly have the hose out and ready. If something should get away from you, you'd be able to maybe, you know, put it out rapidly and then, you know, still call 911 to check. The fire department will come. Or compost. That might be the best option. You know, chip up your stuff and really reduce the amount of things that you're burning at your home. That's always a benefit.
Right.
To the homeowner.
Exactly. So, you know, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. If someone does have an emergency, you just mentioned it, what should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. Calling 911 is the most important thing to do, and it's so important to do it right away. We are not sitting at the fire station waiting to respond. We have to leave from our jobs or from our home, or if we're out to dinner, wherever we might be, and make our way to the station and then travel the distance. And here in Honesdale, we cover 49 square miles. And you wouldn't think it because Honesdale's about 10 blocks long in the center of town, but we go in each direction very far, which means you really need to get us started.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is by calling 911.
Right, right. Well, Brian, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I you know, your input has been so valuable. You know, I hope people really listen because you put your life, all the other individuals that you work with, the firefighters, put their lives at risk every single day. And I think sometimes common sense really helps individuals like you go out there and, or if you have to respond less, which would be better, right?
Yeah. We'd always like to go to less. That's not the trend. It right. seems to always be more calls as we become busier. But you're absolutely right. A lot of these things are preventable. So as you enjoy the holiday weekend, do your best to be safe and reduce the risks to yourself and then in turn to us.
Right. So, Brian, thank you again for being on the show.
You're very welcome.
Again, this is Carol Kanier. I want to thank you for listening. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. Have a great day.